Well, right now, Paragould on a 5-0 run after Nathan Lear hits a deep three before the buzzer sounds. They've cut the margin to a point. 12-11, Mount Zion leading in. Paragould has the ball to start the second quarter. Here's the ball into the front court. Mount Zion once again in a man-to-man. The ball takes the screen, dribbling to the left elbow, kicks it out to Schreit. Schreit dribbles up to the top. Now gives it to Lear near the left side. Back over to Schreit now. Schreit takes the screen. Now throws up top to Freeman. Freeman's going to drill down in towards the lane. Has the ball knocked away from him. Stolen by Mountain Home. As Paragould's third turnover of the night. Here's Gilbert back the other way for the Bombers. Gilbert gives it on the left side to Sorrell. Sorrell dribbles up between the circles. Now gives to Gilbert in the right corner. And an offensive foul away from the ball. An illegal screen called against Satch Harris. That is his first personal foul. Second team foul against Mountain Home. And their second turnover of the night. Abe Crawford's checking out of the game for the Bombers with 7:22 left in the half as he's replaced by Dawson Tabor, a 6'4 junior. Again, Tabor not starting tonight. He's been a little under the weather. Here comes Duvall throwing it over to Schreit on the right side. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. Freeman gets offense rebound, kicks out to Lear for another deep three. This one will not go. And this time Tabor gets the rebound and back on the Bombers. Here's Gilbert quickly back the other way. Throwing it over to Jones, over to Harris on the left wing now. Harris gives it up top to Tabor, over to Sorrell now, over on the right side to Jones. Jones going to drill down into the lane, going up for the left shot, was blocked. Ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Mount Tones basketball with 6:44 left in the first half. 12-11, Bombers leading it. Harris will inbound the ball on the baseline. Gets into Gilbert on the right side. Down to Tabor on the low block. I thought he was about to put up the shot. Instead, he kicks out to Harris in the left corner. He's going to put up the three. It rolls around and goes in. Satch Harris with his first 3 points of the night. Just kind of hung on the rim. Just rolled around for a while. And then finally dropped in. 15-11. Bombers back up by four. 6:26 left. Here's the vault. Trying to give it to White. And now the ball is knocked away and stolen by Mountain Home. And then Paragould steals it right back. So the two teams exchange turnovers there. 15-11, Mount Home leading it. 6:10 left in the half. Here's Lear throwing it over to Schreit on the left side. Schreit will dribble up to the top. Now it goes to the elbow. Down into the lane. Now kicks it to Duvall. Duvall's going to pull up for the jumper at the right elbow. No good. And Sorrell gets the rebound, and back comes Mountain Home, and Duvall's going to be called for the foul. Jameson Duvall picks up his first personal foul, team foul number 5, against Paragould. Duvall will check out of the game as he's replaced by Landon Manning. Ashton White was who checked in for Paragould between quarters. He is a junior for Paragould. Here comes Gilbert back the other way. Gilbert dribbling to the right side, gives it there to McGee. McGee will dribble up to the top. Over to Harris on the right side. He's going to try for another three on the wing. Good! Satch Harris with back-to-back threes. 18-11, Mountain Home leading at 5:36 left in the first half. Lear back the other way for the Rams, dribbling up to the top. Now goes over to the left side. He's going to pull up for the jumper. And just inside the three-point line, no good. Jones gets the rebound, and back come the Bombers. He'll kick it out to Gilbert, who brings it into the front court. White Gilbert just inside the half-court line. Over to Harris on the left side. Harris going to drill down into lane. He's going to pull up for another jumper, and he gets it. Satch Harris with 8 points, eight straight points, and Paragould's going to take another timeout. We'll break with 5:08 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home leading Paragould 20-11. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's
Helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank. Ready to help.
Well, Sash Harris all of a sudden scoring 8 straight points for Mountain Home before Paragould takes her second timeout of the night. 5:08, let's play in the first half as the Bombers lead the Rams 20-11. Nathan Lear will inbound the ball to Jameson DeVault. They'll walk it back the other way. Mountain Home once again in a half-court man-to-man defense. Ball goes over on the right side to Schreit. Schreit will drill toward the top, gives it to Freeman. Freeman's going to drill toward the free throw line. Pull up for the jumper over Tabor. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Jones. He'll give it to Gilbert. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court. Throws over to McGee on the left side. McGee dribbles up to the top. Finds Jones in the lane. He's going to pull up for the fadeaway jumper. Rolls around. Will not go. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Paragould. And it will be Mountain Home keeping possession with 4:31 left in the half. Bombers with the ball leading by 9. Satch Harris will inbound the ball underneath the basket. Gets into Jones just outside the lane. Now up top to Gilbert, who will set the offense. Gilbert drills to the right wing. Takes a screen from Tabor. Now going down into the lane. He's going to go in for the layup, and he's going to be fouled. And 2 shots coming up for Wyatt Gilbert with 4:20 left of the half. Sam Freeman picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number 6 against the Rams. Wyatt Gilbert shooting Mountain Home's first free throws of the night. These are actually the first free throws for either team. Gilbert's first shot is up, no good. He has one more free throw to shoot. Again, 4:20 left in this opening period. In this opening half, that is. Second shot for Gilbert is up and in. He gets one of two. It's a double-digit lead for Mountain Home. 21-11, 4:20 left to play in the half. Lear into the front court. Throws over to DeVault on the right side. DeVault takes the screen, dribbles toward the free throw line, gives it near the top to Schreit. Over to DeVault on the left. Now up top to Manning. Manning will drill toward the right side. Finds Freeman cutting into the lane. Now kicks out to Schreit on the right side. Schreit's going to drill to the elbow. Pull up for the jumper. Good. Eli Schreit with his first 2 points of the night. 21-13, Mountain Home leading it. 3:47 left in the half. Gilbert back the other way for the Bombers. Finds McGee on the left side. McGee's going to dribble up to the top. Has the ball knocked away from him. Is able to get it back, though. Now McGee's going to dribble to the lane. Now kicks out to Tabor. Up top to Jones. Over to Harris on the right side. Harris will take the screen, and he's going to pull up for another three-pointer. This one will not go. And DeVault gets the rebound. Back come the Rams. DeVault dribbling towards the right wing. Now going down into the lane. Now kicks out to Freeman. Freeman's going to drill down into the lane, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Sam Freeman called for the charge. His second personal foul, team foul number 7 against Paragould, and their 5th turnover of the night. 3:14 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading by 8. Jake McGee and Dawson Tabor coming out of the game as they're replaced by Adam Sorrell and Abe Crawford. Crawford inbounds it to Harris. Now to Gilbert, who will walk the ball into the front court. Full court man-to-man for Paragould. A little over 3 minutes left in this half. Ball goes in the front court to Crawford. He dribbles on the left side. Now picks up his drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now Gilbert has it near the elbow. Gilbert's going to drill it at the free throw line. Pull up for the jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 7 points. Back to a double-digit lead from Mountain Home. 23-13. Our score with 2:46 left in the half. Lear with it between the circles. He'll dribble over to the right side. Now goes back to the top. And another offensive foul. And an illegal screen called against Ashton White, who just checked in a little bit ago. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Paragould. And their 6th turnover of the night. 2:40 left in the half. Mounts home with the ball, leading by 10. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Gives it to Jones at the left elbow. Back to Gilbert on the wing. He's going to drill down into the corner. Pull up for another jumper. Will not go. And White gets the rebound for Paragould. He's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Abe Crawford picks up his second personal foul. That's the 13th foul against the Rams here in the first half. Against the Bombers here in the first half, excuse me. 22 left in the second quarter. It is a 10-point lead for Mountain Home. 23-13 our score. Here's Lear with it on the right side. Gives it to Shrike up near the top. Shrike will take the screen from White. Dribbles down in toward the left corner. Now goes back out on the wing. Up top to Lear. Lear takes the screen from White. Another illegal screen called against Paragould. Ashton White picks up his second personal foul. That is the ninth team foul against the Rams. And their seventh turnover of the night. 1:55. Let's play in the first half. Bombers get the ball back, leading by 10. Wyatt Gilmore walks the ball across the timeline for the Bombers. Drills toward the left side, gives it there to Sorrell. Sorrell gives it up top to Gilbert. By the way, Liam Russell checked in right after that offensive foul called on Paragould for Mountain Home. Wyatt Gilbert takes the screen from Russell. Now he's going to go down to the lane, going up for the layup. He's going to be fouled on the way up, and two shots coming up for Wyatt Gilbert. Russell was checking in for Dawson Tabor. He is a 6'6 senior for the Bombers. That foul was called on Jameson DeVault. That's his second personal foul. That is the 10th team foul against Paragould. Wyatt Gilbert's first free throw is up. No good. He is now 1 of 3 from the free throw line with 7 points. 1:31 left in this half as Gilbert has one more to shoot. Second shot is up, and he gets 1 of 2 once again. He now has 8 points. 24-13, Bombers leading it. Again, less than a minute and a half left in this first half. Ball goes over on the right side to Bryce Fisher, who just checked in a little bit ago for Paragould. Ball goes down to Lear just outside the lane. His jumper rolls around and goes in. Nathan Lear with 5 points. Back to a single-digit margin, 24-15. Mountain Home leading it, 1:08 left in the half. Here's Gilbert back the other way, dribbles to the right elbow. Up top to Sorrell, over on the left side to Harris. Harris going to dribble into the lane. Now kicks out to Sorrell on the right wing. Down to Jones in the paint. Jones going to pull up for the fadeaway jumper. Gets it. Matt Jones with 8 points. 26-15. Mountain Home leading it. 50 seconds left to the half. Lear back the other way for the Rams. Tabor waiting to check in at the next available time for the Bombers. Lear is still dribbling on near the top. Now ball goes over to Fisher, over to Lear on the right side. His three-pointer will not go, and Sorrell gets a rebound, but he loses the ball just as he was hitting the ground, and the Paragould comes up with a steal. That is Mount Home's fourth turnover of the night. Here's Lear going into the lane. His jumper no good, but draws contact as it was partially blocked. He'll head to the free throw line with 15 and a half seconds left. And see what they call that foul on. Okay, they called it on Wyatt Gilbert. That's his first personal foul. Team foul number 4 against the Bombers. So Nathan Lear at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 5 points so far this evening. Lear's first free throw is up and good. Dawson Tabor and Jake McGee checking back in for Mount Home, replacing Adam Sorrell and Liam Russell. Just a quick reminder that you're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Elbow Mountain Home. Matt Sharp joining you courtside at Doc Painter Court. Joe Shipman, my producer, back in the studio. Lear gets the second free throw. He now has 7 points. He'll come out of the game as he's replaced by Connor Bailey, a sophomore on the team for the Rams. So 26-17, Mount Home leading it. About 15 seconds left as Gilbert will walk the ball into the front court. Gilbert cross timeline, drills to the left side. Now he's going down into the lane, going up for the layup. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 10 points. And now they get the steal, and Gilbert's going to try to shoot the buzzer beater. He cannot get it to go, but Mountain Home is going to take a double-digit lead into the locker room. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading Paragould 28-17. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!